This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 496 and a quarter, up 7 3/4. July corn, 502, up 8 1/4. September corn, 499, up 7 1/2. May soybeans, 1479 3/4, down 19. July soybeans, 1470 3/4, down 16 1/2. August soybeans, 1397 1/4, down 11 3/4. May wheat, 673, up 4 3/4. July wheat, 679 1/2, up 4. September wheat, 689, up 4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday's report of the grain prices trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Soybeans sought lower levels with rumors of Chinese canceling soybean shipments and imports of South American soybeans and soybean meal. Corn got a boost from the pace of planting, slower than normal, and wheat chalked up gains on concerns of dryness in the plains. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 to 9 cents higher at 466 to 492. Soybean bids were 21 to 23 cents lower at 1440 to 1478. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 8 cents higher at 463 to 492. Soybean bids were 16 to 19 cents lower at 1471 to 1485. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 7 to 8 cents higher at 479 to 510. Soybean bids were 19 cents lower at 1465 to 1495. Wheat bids were 3 to 5 cents higher at 640 to 683. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 18 to 19 cents lower at 1491 to 1515. The basis was steady to one higher at 11 to 35 over the May. High-pro soybean meal on a truck basis was $494.80 to $519.80 per ton. That was $5.90 lower, with the basis steady at 15 to 40 over the May. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 8 to 14 cents higher at 494 to 508, with the basis steady to 6 higher at 200 to 12 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 8 to 10 cents higher at 496 to 504, the basis steady to 2 higher at option to 8 over the May. Soybeans ended 17 to 19 cents lower at 1475 to 1487, with the basis steady to 2 higher at 500 to 7 over the May. New crop wheat prices were 4 to 6 higher at 650 to 655, the basis steady to 2 higher at 25 to 30 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 7 to 11 cents higher at 523 to 527. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 19 cents with quotations of 1506 to 1511. Soft wheat closed 8 to 13 cents lower at 705 to 713. And Milo ended the day 7 to 8 cents higher at 516 to 517. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In northern and western Illinois, corn ranged from 455 to 471, and soybeans 1159 to 1198. In the central part of the state, corn was 456 to 474, and soybeans 1182 to 1201. Now in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 449 to 476, and soybeans 1182 to 1213. Soft wheat was 635 to 665. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 143.70, up 25 cents. June live cattle, 134.97, up 42 cents. August live cattle, 133.67, up 75 cents. May feeder cattle, 178.35, up 25 cents. August feeder cattle, 182.27, up 37 cents. September feeder cattle, 182.37, up 55 cents. May lean hogs, 121.02, up 22 cents. June lean hogs, 123.25, up 90 cents. July lean hogs, 121, up 50 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 22nd afternoon livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 82 to 89. 4 to 5 weights, 84 to 92, 5 to 6 weights, 87 to 94, and 600-pound sows and up were 91 to 96. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $79 to $85. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 12,624 head. And now the opening report from the Shelbyville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 346 head. Steers and heifers were steady, and Holstein steers were $1 to $1.50 higher. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were $146 to $152.50, and select and choice were $145. Slaughter Holstein steers, choice, 137 to 143, and choice slaughter heifers, 146 to 152.50. Select and choice heifers, 144.25 to 146. Now from the National Daily FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 323 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $117.09, and that was $2.33 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $231.21, that was $215 higher, and select carcasses were $219.62, and that was $1.55 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 116,000, that compared to 118,000 last week, and 122,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 411,000. That compared to 415,000 last week and 427,000 a year ago. Now the report from the Arthur Sale Barn weekly hay auction. They had receipts of 1,099 bales, starting with the alfalfa. Premium quality small squares were $5.50 to $9 a bale. Large squares were 90 to 105, and good quality small squares, 450. Fair quality large squares, 40. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality large squares, $60 a bale. Orchard grass, good quality small squares, 425 to 475. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, $3 to 375 a bale, and large rounds, $100. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, $3.85, and large squares, $17 to $24 a bale. That concludes our report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. April corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.02. May corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.01. April corn delivered to Scottville, $4.93. May corn delivered to Scottville, $4.92. April and May beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.79. April and May beans delivered to Scottville, $14.68. April wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.77. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $5.02, corn at Scottville is $4.93, beans at Greenfield are $14.79, Beans at Scottville are $14.68, and wheat at Scottville is $6.77. Monday saw some drops in the grain markets. I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, to find out what we're seeing. He also touches on the severeness of the damage to the winter wheat crop.
Well, it's a roller coaster ride once again in the grain and oilseed markets. We started off with big losses on Monday, and I think that's reflective of the changing sentiment that we're seeing in Chicago right now, and really in the commodity sector as a whole, as money is pouring out of the commodities. Generally, we've seen support in the equities and weakness in the commodities as a whole. For the grain and oil seeds, the traders say, yes, the corn crop is going in slower than normal, but that's okay yet. It's still mid to late April, and there's plenty of time, and we know how the farmers can plant 40-45% of the crop in 1 week's time. That's their sentiment right now. As for the soybeans, soybeans probably have the strongest old crop fundamentals of the grain commodity group, but with export news now shifting south of the equator, even though those fundamentals are still strong, it doesn't make the regular news. It's difficult to keep that a focus of the traders, and so this is a market that's taking a pause right now and kind of consolidating to see if it can go higher or not. When we look at wheat, and we've got major problems in the hard red winter wheat belt with a freeze this last week starting to become apparent on top of drought and winter kill problems that we had. The wheat quality tour of the hard red winter wheat belt will take place next week. But for now, traders are very skeptical thinking, we've heard of problems before. It always turned out to be okay. We think it'll probably be okay again this year as well. So while we're getting a turnaround Tuesday bounce, sentiment remains bearish in the wheat pit.
And it was kind of expected from the harsh weather that we had this winter that wheat would be on the downside, but do you think it's turning out worse than what we anticipated?
Well, I think it really is. And, of course, the joke in the wheat country is wheat has nine lives. You can kill it many times and still come back with a good crop. And so that breeds a natural skepticism when problems are reported about the crop. But as I drive through the country and look at the wheat crop in the plains and across some of the major production areas, it's probably as bad as I've seen in the last 18 to 20 years, and we're starting to run out of time to be able to turn things around. Expectations over the holiday weekend were that we would see 70%, maybe 75% coverage of a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain with locally heavier amounts. Coverage was only half of that area, and overall, they missed the best rains, missed the driest areas. So we're continuing to see deterioration in the crop.
So what does a small wheat crop this year mean for our farmers and also for the global sense of the wheat crop?
Well, the frustrating thing about wheat is it trades headlines more than it does fundamentals, unless or until supplies become so tight that the market has no choice, but it needs to ration demand and put the brakes on the demand side. So if we have a short U.S. crop, that doesn't necessarily mean we move to new highs in the wheat market unless or until we see problems in other parts of the world. It simply means that we tighten up the safety net so that the U.S. supplies aren't there to back up the rest of the world if we have problems elsewhere. Too soon to know whether that's going to be the case. We have potential problems with dryness right now in parts of Ukraine and Russia, as well as Australia and in China, but it's still simply too soon to know if those are going to be significant enough problems put together with the U.S. short crop to demand higher prices.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. It looks like farmers in the U.S. will be planting about 81.5 million acres of soybeans this spring, or at least that was the case in early March when USDA did their planting intentions report. That's a 5 million acre increase over last year, and for a good reason, as the price in soybeans is higher this year. Since it is also a relatively cheap crop to produce, the prospects are interesting given the fundamental groundwork. Last year, the world raised back-to-back record-sized soybean crops, one in South America and one in North America. It also used 40% more soybeans than it did just 10 years ago, says University of Illinois ag economist Daryl Good.
Much of that growth has occurred in China. While it may not be reasonable to expect Chinese consumption to continue to grow at the pace of the past 10 years, there is no sign of a reversal in that consumption. In addition, the U.S. should continue to have a large share of exports to China, even with another large South American crop in 2015.
Domestically, Darrell Good says strong demand from the livestock sector and for biodiesel will keep using up bushels of soybeans.
Under these assumptions of reasonable prices, large South American production, and slower but continued growth in world soybean consumption, consumption of U.S. and imported soybeans should be at least as large as during the current marketing year. With stocks of soybeans at the start of the 2014 marketing year at the projected level of 135 million bushels, with a 50 million bushel decline in marketing year imports, and with a more comfortable level of year-ending stocks near 185 million bushels, the 2014 U.S. soybean crop would have to be near 3.4 billion bushels to accommodate consumption of 3.36 billion bushels.
A trend yield value for soybeans of 44.2 bushels to the acre would require U.S. farmers to harvest about 76.8 million acres to meet the demand. Normally, that would require a planted acreage figure of about 77.8 million acres. Again, U.S. farmers have said they expect to sow 81.5 million acres of soybeans.
It could be argued that projection of marketing year consumption used here is too conservative. If use is 100 million bushels larger, planted acreage would need to be near 80.1 million. Additionally, the market may need to encourage even more acreage to reflect the risk of an average yield below trend value. Consumption of 3.46 billion bushels and a yield of 43 bushels per acre, for example, would require planted acreage near 81.3 million acres.
That number is pretty close to what farmers are saying. The commodity markets still have some time to adjust, but the point of the story is Darrell Good thinks there is little need for the market to buy soybean acres for this growing season. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.